Hey, morning, guys. Yes, yeah. So definitely have taken on a couple of big giants over the last few years, and each of them specifically aimed at inspiring people to face the giants in their own lives. In 2016, in sort of August, I became the first person to run up or speed summit, as we called it, Table Mountain, 22 times in 28 hours over 2 days. So that was a vertical ascent of about 16,500 meters. So the most recent was a world first up at the Kericho Big Five Game Reserve. So I became the first person to ride a mountain bike for 36 hours straight up a climb in a Big Five Game Reserve. And that was specifically to raise financial support for the anti-poaching unit at Kericho Private Game Reserve. It was a massive success. Yeah, I ended up doing about 350 kilometers with about 9,500 vertical meters. But more importantly, we raised almost R500,000 for the Kericho Foundation, who look after the anti-poaching unit and also feed the families of those affected by COVID in the area. And, you know, that whole project originated from an evening sitting in my briar room during lockdown and just thinking about, you know, just how tough, you know, COVID has been on the tourism sector. And I thought about the Kericho Game Reserve and ended up calling them up and just saying, hey, guys, listen, you must be really bleeding at the moment due to this whole downturn in tourism. And I said, how are you funding your anti-poaching unit? And is there nothing I can do to help? And that's when we came up with this idea to go and ride in the game reserve while the reserve was obviously closed to the public. And it was amazing. We had run-ins with elephants and all sorts of things. It was crazy. It was just an incredible, incredible feat. And one thing that did motivate me was, you know, the images of Chandi, the world-famous rhino at Kericho, who's the first rhino. She became the first rhino to survive being poached. And there's this incredible video where I actually ride up to her and you know, the fact that she allowed me so close to her after being poached by humans was a massive motivator for me during that ride. So in terms of upcoming challenges, you know, I have had my eyes on a big lake in Central Africa called Lake Tanganyika for a couple of years. And the plan there is to stand up paddleboard the entire 700-kilometer length of the lake in one go. But the biggest problem is, you know, Tanganyika's got the largest population of 20-foot-plus crocs anywhere in the world. So having, you know, if a 20-foot crocodile goes for you on a stand-up paddleboard, you don't really have much of a chance. So I think that's definitely going to need some careful thought and planning. You know, if I do have 3 kids, I would like to come back in one piece. There's also been some other crazy challenges over the years. Up on Sarnie Pass, you know, I've done 2 12-hour stints on the mountain bike. Again, always, you know, raising money for either the Sabrina Foundation, who care for special needs kids, or Head Start Kids. And, you know, that was particularly tough, you know, going up the number one ranked most dangerous mountain pass in Africa on a mountain bike and ending up hypothermic after 6 or 7 hours and in the teeth of possibly the worst thunderstorm I've ever seen in my life. We had cars sliding off the mountain in mud. It was terrible. But, yeah, it's been an interesting journey, you know.